Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting second, the third baseman, Luke Iazza. Batting third, the left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting fourth, the catcher, Harry Danning. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Kiddo Davis. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Jimmy Ripple. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Johnny McCarthy. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Hal Schumacher. Pitching for the New York Giants, Hal Schumacher. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second, the second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third, the first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting sixth, the catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Joe Marte. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Clyde Schon. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Clyde Schon. And now, play ball. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Luke Iazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Iazza hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a pop-up towards third. Iazza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Iazza fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. Hermann moves to second. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Marte. Davis reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple bunts towards the mound. Schon fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy strikes out. There goes Ripple. The throw from Hartnett to Gerges, and Ripple is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chiazza fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a fly ball into center field. Marti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Schon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schon moves to second. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hermann bunts towards the mound. Schumacher fields it and throws to third for the out. Gallen moves to second. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gallen scores. Hermann moves to third. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. Demery is called out on strikes. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hermann scores. Collins moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins scores. Hack moves to third. It's 3-1, Cubs. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti is 0-for-1 in the game. Marti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hack scores. Hartnett moves to second. It's 4-1, Cubs. Cliff Melton now pitching. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Davis who is chasing the ball. Gerges reaches third base with a triple. Hartnett scores. Marti goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Cubs. Clyde Schon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0-for-1 in the game. Chiazza hits a pop-up towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen who is chasing the ball. Moore reaches third base with a triple. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0-for-1 in the game. Danning hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moore scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Cubs. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kayaza fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-2 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripple hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarthy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins fields it, tags the runner, and races towards first, beating Whitehead, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hack is called out on strikes. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marty hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Danning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Mickey Haslin pinch hits for Cliff Meldon. Mickey Haslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haslin takes first base on ball 4. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Kayaza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kayaza is 0-for-2 in the game. Kayaza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Smith now pitching. Clyde Schon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schon strikes out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chiazza fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hermann hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCarthy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann misplays the ball. That's an error on Hermann. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Danning hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Moore moves to second. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moore scores. Davis moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Cubs. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCarthy takes first base on ball 4. Ripple moves to second. Bill Lee now pitching. Sam Leslie pinch hits for Burgess Whitehead. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. Davis scores. Ripple moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-4, Cubs. Mel Ott pinch hits for Al Smith. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Leslie moves to second. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Gabler now pitching. Mel Ott now playing third base. Lou Chiazza now playing second base. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-3 in the game. Demery hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Demery moves to third. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a fly ball into right field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Demery scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, Cubs. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hack. The throw from Danning and he is safe. Hack steals second. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore throws the ball into Ott, who relays the ball to Kayaza, who tags Marty trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hack scores. It's 8-4, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Lou Kayaza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kayaza is 0-for-3 in the game. Kayaza hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Danning hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Gerges hits a pop-up towards third. Ott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gabler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ripple hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Demery. Ripple reaches second base with a double. Davis moves to third. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCarthy for the out. Davis scores. Ripple moves to third. One out. It's 8-5, Cubs. Gus Mancuso pinch hits for Frank Gabler. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso strikes out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ott hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and New York Giants, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.